Hello English Podcast, a podcast for EFL learners and teachers. Hello everyone, this is one more episode of the Follow English Podcast. Today is June the 21st, 2017. I'm Marcos Gazana and I'm speaking from Porto Alegre in the south of Brazil. This is episode 142 of the Follow English Podcast and today I'm going to be speaking about echo questions. I have found a few interesting examples of how to use echo questions on the internet, and today I was teaching a lesson early in the morning about how to use auxiliary verbs. And one of the tricky things about using auxiliary verbs is when you are, interacting with other people and you have to kind of identify or detect which auxiliary verb you should use according to the tense of the other speaker. So this is the tricky thing here. And so echo questions are used when we are having a conversation to express interest, concern, surprise, anger, and several other reactions that will also depend on the intonation you use to give that different effect. So they're not real questions, but they take the form of a question, or at least we use the auxiliary verbs here. But in fact, you are just expressing it's a kind of reaction. Yeah, you're expressing interest, as I said before, surprise, anger. And I want to give you some examples. I'm going to give you some examples how to do that. And basically, what I'm using, examples that I found on the internet, some random sites. And then I'm going to read one or two examples and make my comments, my own comments. Let's get started then. Let's imagine you're having a conversation with a friend and he says, it was an awful party yesterday. And then to demonstrate surprise because you thought it was going to be a great party, you say, was it? So you are using was it because in the original sentence he said, it was an awful party yesterday or last night. And then you say, was it? And then your friend will probably say something else like, yes, there was nobody there that I know or that I knew. And as you can see here, this one is to demonstrate surprise because you thought it was going to be a great party and he had been talking about it. And then in the end, it turned out to be an awful party. So that was another way of using it, is just to demonstrate interest. So imagine a friend of yours just came back from his vacations, and then he says, oh, we had a lovely vacation. And you say, did you? Yes, we went to blah, 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 blah. And then he starts telling about the vacation. So here you're basically demonstrating interest and not surprise. Another example would be someone comes to you and says, oh, I have a terrible headache. And then you say, do you? And then I'll get you an aspirin. Just wait a minute. Yeah, so I have a terrible headache. And then, of course, I have. Here I'm basically using present simple. So you could say, do you? Because you're using the auxiliary for present. But now if the person says, I've got a terrible headache, you could say, have you? And so then you're using the auxiliary have, in this case, when we use have got. Yeah. Or you could, another example is when you're talking about a third person, you could say, he smokes a lot. John smokes too much. And then you say, does he? Yes. So does he, why does? In this case, we're using, we have a verb in the present. He smokes, third person. So he smokes. Then you have the conjugation smokes. And then that's when you should use does. You have to imagine you're asking a question, but in fact you're just demonstrating interest, surprise, some sort of reaction, as I said. It wasn't a very good movie, wasn't it? This is an example using the negative. And you could, of course, in a conversation, you could also complement your echo question with an extra comment. For instance, it wasn't a very good movie. And then you say, wasn't it? That's a pity. So besides asking the echo question to show that you just heard what the person said, you're paying attention, let's say, you're also adding a comment. So there are negative echo questions. You just keep the same structure. So if the sentence comes up in the previous sentence, comes up in the affirmative, you keep the affirmative. If it comes in the negative, you keep the negative. Another example would be, there aren't many languages you can learn at the language school. Aren't there? Yeah, only French and English. So one person says, there aren't many languages, and you're going to invert that because here we have the verb there be. So aren't there, and it's in the negative form. So aren't there? So you're demonstrating surprise in this case. And then the other person replies again and says, yeah, only French and English. So all the modal verbs, like can, should, would. So if you say, I can't speak French, and then I'm surprised, I say, can't you? I can. So I could you know, use an echo question to demonstrate surprise because I thought that you were able to speak French. And then after that, I will compliment by saying that I can, and using the same auxiliary verb. So in this case, the modal auxiliary. So again, let me repeat this last example. One person says, I can't speak French. And then you say, can't you? I can. Or, well, it could be any modal verb, really. Present perfect as well. Then in this case, the auxiliary verb for present perfect, have or has. Let me think of an example here. Let's imagine a friend of yours says, I've been to England 3 times. And then you say, have you? I haven't. I've been there only once. So, have you? Because the original sentence was, I've been to England 3 times. So this is how to use echo questions. And of course, you always have to detect which auxiliary verb is being used in the original sentence so that you can, ask the question. Basically, here's just the auxiliary, modal auxiliary, and the subject. That's it. And even if you're talking about somebody else like John, or you're going to use does he or did he or has he or whatever. Another example here, let me see. I suffer from insomnia, or I suffer from asthma. And then you say, do you? Because I suffer from, that's present simple. So do you? I don't. So do you? Do you suffer from asthma? I don't suffer from asthma. So you're basically what you're doing, you're using a short question here, which is called echo question, to demonstrate surprise or to show interest at least. I made a stupid mistake last night. Did you? What did you do? So here in this case, I'm asking the echo question and I'm adding another question. I made a stupid mistake last night. Did you? What was it? Or what was the mistake? You know? Or I forgot an appointment with the dentist yesterday. Oh, did you? What are you going to do? You know? What are you going to do now? Or I forgot an important meeting yesterday at the company. You know? And then you could say, oh, did you? What are you going to do about it? So these are different ways to use auxiliary verbs to ask echo questions, and then of course you can add a comment or another question, or you know, there are many ways of keeping the conversation going. I hope you're all learning something. That's going to be it for today. That's it. I would like to remind you before I finish that the webpage for this podcast is at pod.followenglish.com.br, BR for Brazil. If you check out the page, you can add your email to the email list. In this case, you will get a notification every time there is a new episode out there. You can also send emails to info@followenglish.com.br. I had some listeners asking me about the interview, which I announced on Twitter, a Beatles interview, an interview about Beatles. We're cooking it. I'm working on it. Very soon it will be published. This is it for today. I hope you're all learning something. Keep listening and keep learning. I'll see you next time. Bye.